Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I told you guys I met Bill Nye the Science Guy yesterday, right?
How was it?
Oh, so cool. I'll tell you more about it.
Yeah.
Because I think my kids could possibly be the next Bill Nye the Science Guy with their KiwiCo. This is awesome. Actually, we got our box recently, and so basically, these kids are going to be learning about STEAM because KiwiCo makes learning about STEAM fun. Science, technology, engineering, art, and math. All the packets are always going to be different every time you get them. They come once a month. And the thing is, as parents, we always want to find projects for the kids to do at the house.
Keep them busy.
They're going to be yelling in our faces wanting the TV.
Yeah, but you also want to find things that they can actually kind of do on their own, because a lot of times it becomes the parent doing it while the kids
exactly.
just watches.
So KiwiCo has crates for ages 0 all the way up to 104, and then they break them down.
A 0-year-old might need some help.
Yeah, he'll definitely need help. The 0 to like 4-year-olds may need a little help with the reading, but my kids have the Kiwi crate. Those are for the ages 5 to 8. My kids can already start reading already, so the directions are written for kids. All the instructions come with it. There's even a little magazine that the kids can read so they can learn even more about the projects they did.
Cool.
And all the supplies, they come in the box. So you don't have to go to the store and find everything that you need to make these cool projects.
Right.
Yeah, you could probably find them online, but you're going to have to go buy all the stuff. KiwiCo makes it easy for you. And it's convenient. It's affordable. It encourages your child to be anything they want to be, and there's no commitment. You can cancel anytime. The options start at $19.95 a month, including the shipping. And for Kid Nation members, just go to KiwiCo.com/kids. Get your first month for free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/kid. Get that first month for free. That's KiwiCo.com/kid. And back to Bill Nye the Science Guy. So I got to go MC an event yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Venture Dallas was the name of the event.
Okay.
Basically, venture capitalists and all these and business people.
Awesome.
And money people, and they were all getting them together.
Did you brag about your credit limit being raised 2,000?
I was not aware that I was going to wake up. Maybe that's why.
See, maybe.
They knew.
That's what happens when you hang around money people, dog. Money just starts falling in your lap.
I was rubbing elbows with people.
Like who?
Like Emmett Smith was there.
Wow. Whoa.
So he went up there and talked about how he has And this is unfair because Emmitt Smith was NFL running back, all-time leading rusher. He's in the Hall of Fame.
That's not fair.
No, check this out, because he says, I had this vision on the field, right, when he's a running back, so I could see everything on the field. And he goes, I have that same vision when it comes to real estate.
Oh.
Well, that's not fair. I don't have that vision. I can't do that. So, and then Bill Nye, the Science Guy, was the guy that closed it out at the end.
So cool. Mm-hmm.
He's the headliner.
Yeah, he was a headliner. And boy, did he teach us everything.
I heard he's a great speaker.
He is, and he's hilarious.
Yeah,
and
was he talking about science?
Yeah, he was talking about, this was mostly about technology,
okay.
You know, the for companies that were tech-based, but he came in, he was talking about exploring space, and that's the company that he's involved with, so they, Hyper something, but they want to explore space.
Yeah.
And he explodes with energy at random times. You'll be talking to him, like, yeah, Bill, I work on the radio station. Have a good. Oh, that's pretty fun. He goes, what'd you do today? And we're like, oh, we talked about celebrities. I love celebrities!
He gets hyped.
Yeah, like, he just gets hyped out of the blue. I'm like,
you're a good hype guy. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And then afterwards, it was an all-day thing. I got done, and I had more things to do. So it ended about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I had to be somewhere at 6. And so across town. Like, my ways said an hour. Yeah. And so I needed to get there. And one of the people said, hey, happy hour starting. You're going to stay around?
Yeah.
And I'm taking this as like, oh, Bill Nye the Science Guy wants to hang out with me.
Personal invitation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, should I just have one beer?
Yeah.
No, I got to go, man. I got to be an adult. I promised these people I would help them out. So I was like, no, man, you know, I got to go help some kids. And Bill goes, that's awesome.
I love kids.
Yeah. And so I left.
Yeah.
And I'm driving, and I realized, man, I needed some energy, so I was going to stop by and get a little energy drink, so I stopped by a 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in, and I'm getting my stuff, and I start noticing a little bit of a commotion outside of the store.
Ooh.
Yeah, just like a group, like two cars pulled up.
Yeah.
And then two people get out, and they're yelling at each other.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm like, so I'm watching,
going
I'm
down.
Like,
I mean, the tail end of some road rage or something.
Yeah, did it look like it could be dangerous?
Not too dangerous. It was a lady and a guy.
Okay.
And the lady was doing a lot of, like, the but also standing her ground, and the guy was doing a lot of finger pointing. Fingers here.
Oh, domestic
fingers
dispute.
Here.
Oh,
like,
oh,
there's
boy.
Fingers.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like keeping an eye out. I'm like looking past the window. I'm like, okay, this is my moment.
What am I going to do?
This is it right here. This is where JC's going to step up. He's going to walk outside. The news camera's going to show up. Everything's going to be. This is it. And I told you what my line's going to be. I'm just doing what I got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
And so this is happening, and the lady's going, and the guy's getting a little more aggressive
Uh-oh.
At this point.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm thinking, oh, I got to hurry up and pay, and there's two people in front of me.
Right.
And then I see this cool dude get out of his car as I'm walking out,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ready to go save this woman.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking out, the guy's still yelling at the lady, and he goes, the guy that just got out of his car looks at him and goes, hey, you stop that. And this guy stops. He goes, you don't tell me what to do. And the guy goes, what are you going to do about it?
Oh,
and I'm sitting there with my little energy drink. I'm like, that's my line.
No, that was supposed
to be me. And so the guy goes, what are you going to do about it? And this guy was pretty big.
Yeah.
So the guy that was yelling at the lady, he kind of thought about it. And he goes, you're right, man. You're right. Okay. And he got in his car and left.
The other guy de-escalated the situation.
The other guy, by saying, what are you going to do about it?
When you're sitting there.
That is your line.
You're sitting there like,
line.
Hey.
I think I might have mumbled, yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. You're opening your energy drink. Stacking on a candy bar.
Yeah, what? I mean, by mere seconds.
I got
what
your
he
bag.
Said.
Yeah, I was like,
here.
Look, bro, I was coming out here. I had the situation handled.
You had no situation handled.
How did you have a head? You had a 5-hour energy in your hand.
I was ready to go. I was walking out. I'm about and to you, tell the guy, stop it.
You should have
stop it.
Put the energy drink down, run outside, been
right.
the hero, then go back and get your
I know,
energy drink.
But I thought I had time.
And heroes don't pay for their stuff first.
Well, I don't want the guy thinking I'm stealing. What if, I don't know. I just handled it properly. But I'm like, dang, man. That could have been my Tyler C moment right there.
You should have just gone Bill Nye. Hey, I was supposed to do that.
And everybody that was, you know, people kind of gather around. Everybody that saw that just looked at this guy like, wow,
whoa,
super unreal.
What a great guy.
Just the way he even delivered. What are you going to do about it?
Sexy.
I'm like, dang. Yeah. I'm just standing there like, dang. That's how you deliver that.
Now you know.
So close.
So close, Al, to being a hero. Because I know you've been trying to be a hero and help the police a while.
I'm trying. Help my officers out.
Yeah.
By stopping a high-speed chase. My time will come.
Yeah, mine too, Al.
Yes.
Yeah, next time I will definitely not buy my thing beforehand. All right, let's help out a teacher here, Kid Nancy.
All right.
Do we have the letter?
I have the letter today.
All right, so we've been asking you to go to KidNation.com, nominate a teacher, or if you're a teacher, nominate yourself and tell us what you would do with $500 to better your classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And Pilot Pen wants to help you out. So what letter do you have in front of you, Kelly Raspberry?
Well, this one is from a teacher named Larry. I love the name Larry.
I know.
It says, I'm a music teacher. I teach an after-school bell choir. I would use the money to buy the appropriate table stands for the music folder, some new bell music, and we would use the pens to mark our music. Talking about the pens that come
yeah.
to us back, right? The bell choir is third grade and had 30 students last year. The music not only brings joy to my students, but also to the small rural community where I teach. If there's any money left over, I would buy new jingle bells for my kindergarten students.
Aww.
The jingle bells are very old, and they are falling apart. That's from Larry DeWeese. He's a teacher, and I'm going to ruin this. Piatone Elementary? Piatone.
Well, let's find out, because Larry's on the phone with us right now. Hello, Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Morning,
DeWeese.
Boy, are you going to have some awesome bells this year.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yes, Larry, you have won the G2 Overachievers Prize Pack. Congratulations,
Yay.
Sir.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Now, how many kids in your choir again?
We have 30 in the bell choir, which will be starting up in a week or two.
Just in time.
Whoa. Yeah, because Christmas is 104 days away.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah.
You guys got
to
get ready.
Just in time to win this money so he can mm-hmm. have it all ready to go, too.
Now, do kids have to audition to be in the bell choir?
No, they do not audition. We'll take anyone. Mm-hmm. And they learn as they go. And it's
I don't
great.
Know.
It's the first time they ever get to perform in an ensemble. So it's a great program, and you just made it so much better.
I just imagine Big Al as a third grader auditioning, and the first reject from the handbell choir, Big Al Mack.
Yeah, I can do it.
I can do it. Al's got a bell over here, Larry, if you need him.
I'm right here, sir.
Yeah. You all can come join my bell choir anytime.
Thank you.
Have you noticed that some of the shy kids that come in the class and they're super shy and they kind of stand out to the side, that they break out after they join your choir?
Yes, yeah. Half the bell choir is usually the shy kids, and they get to kind of form a little group, a little club, a little community, and so in that group, they really come out of their shell.
That's pretty
awesome,
sir.
That's really awesome, Larry. How long have you been doing this?
This is my 21st year of teaching. It is my fifth year of having this bell choir.
That's sweet.
Oh, fifth year for the bell choir? But here's what you get. You get the G2 Overachievers prize pack, including Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens. And you get that $500 Visa cash gift card, which we know you're going to spend it on a bunch of bells, which is great.
Yes.
Yes. And did Kelly pronounce your school correctly?
Yes, Piatone. And you pronounced my name correctly, so kudos.
Kudos, Kelly.
Kelly, that's why we gave her the letter.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm known to mess up names, you know. All right, Larry. Well, you have a wonderful day. You already at school?
I'm driving there right now.
All right, buddy.
Have a great day, man.
Get there safely. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for what you do to those kids and or for those kids. And hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
I wonder, could we do that? Like have a little bell choir just between the five of us. Just, you know, have a different size bell, right?
You just got to hit it at the right time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could have a song and ding, 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 ding. I don't know what song it would be.
Well, something I would think.
Old Town Road.
Jingle Bells would be good because it's bells.
The
in
holiday
there.
Season coming up, you know.
Let's do a Halloween one.
Okay. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, Halloween doesn't get any love with the bells.
Or nor does Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving gets no songs whatsoever.
Halloween breathe.
Just for 1 minute. You know, Jenna's already heard that Christmas stuff is up. Before Halloween.
This is
stuff.
The thing. I have a newfound love for Christmas. Last year, I was super in the mood. But I start those celebrations around Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm actually fine with mid-November. Early November,
sure.
Even. Just give me October. I haven't even gotten in Halloween yet. I haven't even gotten my decorations out yet. I wait till October 1st. I could do it now.
Did you have the costume talk yet with the boyfriend?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay,
we have
good.
A list. We have a working list right now with some ideas. So if you have any ideas for a black pug...
A black
lover,
uh-huh.
And myself.
Wow.
I'm happy to go for those.
Tu Wong Fu.
What's that?
That movie where they're all dressed as drag queens.
So
there was Wesley Snipes.
What's that? Yeah.
It was Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
It was John Leguizamo. So you've got the.
Oh, there you go.
And then Patrick Swayze.
There you go.
It's throwing a wrench, you know, having a partner. I thought I'd make my ideas more creative.
Yeah,
but
in drag. That'd be fun.
You might have to break up with him for Halloween.
Sure. Yeah, I was like, I told him. I was like, one, so you're totally getting in the way of mine and Weezy's training day idea.
Yeah. Oh, you could be. No, you can't.
What?
You can't do three people training day?
I mean, I'd have to
Why?
Be a chick, maybe. Because it's just Ethan. It's just it's a power duo. It's just Ethan Hawke and Denzel.
What about Charlie's Angels?
Unless
that's coming back.
Unless I made Weezy, like, a prop, you know?
Yeah.
Or... Yeah, I don't know. Charlie's Angels, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever, if you have some good ideas for the trio.
Yeah, send them Jenna's way. Especially if you've done boyfriend, girlfriend, dog costumes.
Mm-hmm.
We take those. But, Kid Nation, it's time to have you call in to play Beat the Bank
ATM.
So we have $5,000 up for grabs. You have to give us the PIN code. And we don't know what it is.
Nope.
But the numbers in that PIN code are 2, 4, 6, 8. So you figure out how those line up in order to open up that ATM and be showered with $5,000. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll go with callers number 13 and 15. Yes, we guess twice each time. And we'll take your guesses next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Every guess, possible combinations are less and less. Beat the bag.
ATM.
Beat the bag.
ATM.
Now the combinations that have not been guessed, we are down to 13 that have not been guessed. Out of the one, I think we started with 24-ish. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Only one repeat guess so far. Which is good for all of Kid Nation.
I mean, that means you guys are listening.
You're listening, and we're narrowing it down, Big Al.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get it going here. Let's bring in our first contestant. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
Doing awesome. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just headed off to work.
And what do we do?
I'm a home health physical therapist.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, I want to get ready to exercise today.
That's, so you go from home to home and help people, right?
I do.
Okay.
Mm. I do.
How do you pick up clients? They just call you randomly, or you go out looking?
No, we have people that do that. They get our clients for us, and then I go and meet them.
Does that.
That's really cool. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool job.
It's fun.
I bet it is, because it changes every couple hours. You get different people.
It does, and they're such sweet people. I live here in Pawleys Island, South Carolina.
Oh.
So everybody's super nice that I go to visit. It's a great job.
That's a nice family. I have some family there. Yeah. That's a nice spot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Kelly's people out there in South Carolina, too.
My mother was a real estate agent in Pawleys Island.
Was she really?
She was not very successful.
Oh, I would have bought all the houses from Connie.
My mother's not really an aggressive salesperson.
Is she more of the, if you don't want it, it's okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I really wouldn't buy this one if I were you.
Pawleys Island is beautiful.
It's a really good deal, but I guess if you don't want it, it's okay.
Right.
All right.
It is.
Well, Drew, hit us with that. Oh, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I haven't been able to hear everybody else's stuff very much lately with getting kids off to school and things like that.
So it's okay.
It might be a repeat guest.
It's okay. You know what? We won't be mad.
We're not going to be mad, but we do suggest you get a group of people maybe, and then you guys keep track together.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
Good idea.
Drew,
okay.
What's your password?
All right. I'm trying 2648.
But good news is, Drew, that was not a repeat.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that helped somebody else.
You sure did. Go. Drew, you have a wonderful day at work today, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Bye, Drew. All right, we're down to 12 possible combinations that have not been guessed.
Getting there.
Move on to the next one. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I've been trying for years to get through, and I finally got through. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Today's your lucky day, my man.
Way to go, Ed.
Yeah, what are you up to this morning?
Oh, I'm at work. I'm a chemist.
Did I tell you?
I work for a petroleum refinery.
Wow. Oh,
I met Bill Nye the Science Guy yesterday.
Nice.
Is he a hero of yours?
Yes. We're all scientists and we're all nerds, you know? My hero.
Ed's so nice.
Did you have a chemistry set all the time when you were growing up?
No, I didn't, but I bought some for my kids, so I'm reliving it.
Okay. All right.
That's really cool. We had a chemist on the show.
Yeah.
You're like attracting scientists to your life, Jason.
Very exciting to see.
Yesterday was Bill, today's Ed.
Yeah.
Who will it be tomorrow?
All chemists have one syllable names, too. Know that?
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me, though.
All right, Ed. Tom tomorrow.
Which password would you like to take?
Okay, I will try 8426.
8426.
Oh my gosh.
Dang it!
How many are left?
11 now, I guess.
11
right?
If that was not a repeat. Yep, 11 are left. That was not a repeat, Ed. You know, at least you help somebody in Kid Nation, you know.
All right. You all have a good day.
You too,
sir. Chemist Ed.
Ed the chemist.
Doctor
I was hoping
Ed.
He'd win after all those years of trying to get through.
Yeah.
I know. I liked Ed. I like Drew. I like both the people we had
everybody
today.
Everybody to win.
Well, 50 minutes away from your next chance to guess, we'll take in two more people.
All right.
And we're down to 11.
11.
That have not been said yet.
Okay.
I've been keeping up with what's happening with White Claw.
What's happening?
It's tough, Jenna.
White Claw is the
new...
Why?
I can't go to the dang store anymore and pick up my White Claw without having to travel to another one.
That's good business for White Claw, then,
there's a shortage going on right now, and the fraternities are starting to notice because a fraternity in Texas dropped $7,500 to stock up on White Claw.
$7,500?
Oh, yeah. They showed up. They went into the liquor store, and they said... Do you guys have White Claw? And the liquor store said, yeah, we just got our shipment. And they said, we'll take it all.
Wow.
And they spent $7,500.
Wow.
Whoa. Do you think this is like a marketing thing?
I think it's just, it just got so popular. That,
I know, but you know how the Popeye's chicken ran out, the chicken sandwich, and now,
there's a shortage.
Suddenly there's a White Claw shortage. That makes people panic.
I believe they have a shortage.
I think they do. I think it was just, I don't think they planned
for this.
They can't
keep up with the demand,
Maybe it's because of Justin.
Maybe, because,
Justin's going to take credit for it 100%.
I need to stock up on Truly's before my swap party.
Yeah, you do. Hurry up, Kelly, and find out when they get their shipments in.
Truly's?
The liquor stores. I think Truly and White Claw are tough to get. The other ones that are starting to come out, you could probably grab, but it's not White Claw or Truly.
I'm going to call my buzzball hookup.
White Claw is ahead, I think. They're a little bit more popular from what I've got gathered.
They're very popular, both of them.
They are very popular, both of them.
What are y'all's personal favorites?
I am a White Claw guy. My favorite is Black Cherry, and I'll also go with the Mango.
Ooh, and Lime, too. It's, like, one of the most popular ones, too. And the reason why I believe that White Claw is, like, there's a shortage is because we got so many cases coming to the music video shoot on Sunday. What? Turn up. You better play that beat.
Yeah, you better play it.
So you made a song.
Yeah.
This is Justin, everybody. This is part-time Justin.
I'm inspired because over the summer, over Hot Girl Summer, I've seen so many White Claws and Trulies being at these parties.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? We got to make this song about seltzer and hard seltzer and how it just started. And I was talking to the people because Truly and White Claw are bringing products for this. The people from White Claw said that this is something new. It's like millennials are attached to. It's only 100 calories. It basically is like an adult Capri Sun.
It really is.
And it's like five carbs,
awesome.
Zero sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
a seltzer. I remember, I think last year, I would get made fun of by dudes when they'd catch me with a White Claw can.
What? You've been drinking it a while.
Yeah. My wife is the one that found it, and then I tried it, and I never went back. And I would get made fun of. This summer, I don't know who flipped it or what happened or what cool guy held it, because now every dude I see is holding one. All the girls are holding. That's what I think went wrong.
I know.
It's that guys and girls are both drinking.
Yeah,
the White Claw.
Making cakes that look like White Claw cans.
Yeah, you saw that?
Truly cans.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I've seen them. And then I see a lot of Trulies at bars more than I see White Claws. But they're like $10 a can that they're selling them for because they're so hard to
get. Supply and demand.
Wow. Everyone's enjoying them. But we got that music video coming.
So when are you guys going to shoot that?
We're shooting it this Sunday. Mm. You can still donate if you want to. We're working on trying to get a water slide from Big Al's son, who's got a business.
Yeah.
But, you know, in life, nothing is free. So,
of course. Charging you?
Yeah, just
what's up with that, Al? Why is Corey charging it?
Corey's running a business. Yeah, that's why Corey's charging.
But he could promote his business. Yeah. They could post about it.
I told him
I'm doing free donations.
I told her what Corey does. Corey's not big time. Corey does this as a part time thing.
Sure.
And so how he does it is his business.
Too. You have to pay someone to break down.
He's got labor costs.
Part time Justin and Lardy B are artists. So
yeah, they're going to promote.
They're going to be. It's going to be in a video. It could say Corey's blow ups on whatever.
Would have kept the GoFundMe whatever open while
it's
longer
still open.
Instead of you said you were shutting it
down. Yes, I did because I was like, we got our money, and then I realized
get more money
because we have more ideas coming,
and then pay to have the
yes.
I never thought I would hear Justin say, please don't give me more money.
I was shocked at that.
I just felt weird asking people for money, but like
you never had a problem asking Kelly for money.
No,
or for money, no. Or me for
or,
money,
or you know, or the show. So, but like random people I don't know. Everyone has been so kind. We raised over $200 more than what we thought we would, and we would greatly appreciate if you donated more. All it's right. On Kickstarter, Seltzer Dripping Music Video.
How many people are coming to the video shoot?
We got about 18 people. Well, that. We got a lot of people, actually.
Okay, 18 or a lot?
A lot.
18 is a lot if you know, compared to one.
Yeah. I mean, I meant 1,800.
I'm getting George to set aside.
1,800? Really?
I'm telling George to set aside a budget for a Justin translator. For next year.
Oh, yeah.
So, a lot of people are coming.
It's going to be a porte, let's just say. Okay?
A porte.
There's going to be hot dogs.
A porte.
A porte.
Are you going to phone me in on what I need to do for you
at any point? Yes, yeah. We have a meeting today, Jenna. I made one with your fetish secretary. So.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if you have a fetish secretary, but I think you would have one.
Oh, Jenna's going to be in the video?
Well, no. He wants my truck. He wants my cool fetish truck.
Yeah. So we're gonna put some stuff in there.
What time are you shooting this video?
It starts at 12 p.m. We got a pool,
Justin.
On
it's
a Sunday.
At a nice house, right?
Do you
it's
not know
nice
the
house.
Rules?
What?
12 o'clock Sunday?
On it's football season.
But he doesn't care.
I'm sorry. Do you know the rules of making a music video?
Yeah. Do it on a Saturday or a Friday.
No, this is a time where
this
people are
career.
Free. Yeah, this is Sunday. Oh, my God. Apparently,
nobody's free at
football.
We don't understand the artistry that goes on.
Football season. You're going to shoot a video at noon?
You're making Corey Mack miss football?
I'm not making nobody miss nothing because nothing was set in stone on that deal.
That's double.
Right?
No.
The price just went up, sir.
It's a football game. Oh, my gosh. Record it.
It's a video. radio shoot.
You don't have to be there.
No, you can't. You got to get all these people. Well, we got like foam for the pool. We're gonna have
rich people are gonna let you put foam in their pool.
Well, they already have the foam machine, girl. Yeah.
Wow.
Lardi B has been so cool helping us set this all up. She knows so many people. It's just gonna be awesome. We're just so excited and we're hyped about it.
Okay. And are you going to be there, too? So you're going to be posting a bunch on the Kid Nation Instagram on the story?
Yeah, I will for sure be there. I gotta catch it all.
The behind the scenes.
The behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And we need your unicorn and donut floaty.
Oh, I was already planning on bringing that.
Okay, perfect.
Mm, all right.
Yeah, they're shooting the video. Floaties,
it's going to be wild. It's going to be lit.
You going to be there, Kelly?
You get invited to the music video shoot if you donate $20 at the Kickstarter.
So you want Kelly to go?
I want you all to go. I want you to be there, JC. No, I want you to be there, Big Al. I want you to be there, Kelly.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it, but no.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if there was noon, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I think we got the early game this week, don't we, Al?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so yeah. That's going to be a...
Bring a football.
It's, no. Yeah.
No,
but are you going to have the game on?
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same, though.
People are going to be talking to me.
This is at a rich person's house.
Yeah, but
that means they have a good TV.
I was just telling Kelly this. I don't go to parties. I don't go to watching parties during football season because people
try to
talk.
None of these people are going
to
be inside talking to you. They're filming a music video outside.
That's even worse. A house. You want people cheering. You don't want to like talk.
You want people, and there's going to be a whole bunch of other guys there too that probably like football.
No,
so you have people to watch it with.
But you're going
to
ask me
grilling hot dogs.
It's going to be like a 4th and 1 at the end of the game, and you're going to be like, "Let's go out here and finalize the video." And I'm going to be like, "No."
Well, then at the 2 and 10, it'll be even more exciting because people are going to be exciting whenever they get that touchdown.
2 and 10.
What's the 2 and 10?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out football. Also, the song is available on Spotify. So
yes, it is.
Spotify and download.
Well, that's good.
And so you can listen to this hot beat. All right. Right, play it one more time for me, JC.
No, because I got first world problems.
Okay.
You just got bumped.
Wow.
We got first world problems, bro.
Yeah. Huh.
No, I want people to go get you that stream, dude.
Yes, come on, please.
Go get the place. And go donate. What is it? Alcohol seltzer?
No, it's called Seltzer Dripping. It's a song.
Alcohol seltzer?
Seltzer Dripping.
Seltzer Dripping. The Kickstarter. If you want to be in Justin's music video this Sunday at noon.
Sorry, Justin. You're going to have to do a bio sheet.
guest prep for when you come on and talk
about your song.
You give me my prep. Hashtag first world
it's
problems.
It's not here like most of the other prep.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just hit me.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, go ahead, Kid Nation. Hit us up with those first world problems you've been having. For example, got one here from Kelly. Not our Raspberry, but a different Kelly. It says, hey, guys, my uncle's been bragging about his brand new car. He got a Tesla. Well, guess what? He tripped over his Tesla cord in his garage and broke his shoulder. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Oh, dang, Kelly.
Well, at least the car could take him to the hospital.
I guess so, right?
Yeah.
Grab him over there. All right, we'll see what your first world problems are next, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Oh, we all have them, Kid Nation.
Yes, we do.
Feel free to share. I know it sucks to complain about things because there are worse things going on out there. That's why we want to give you this time to get it off your chest. We all laugh about it, and then you can forget about it.
You can move on.
Yeah, move on.
Forget about it.
Go back to your big diamond and your big car and carry on as you
were. Keep living your lavish lifestyle that is so difficult. You know, that's what we want to do here with First World Problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Or maybe buff girl problems from the text. I worked out so hard Tuesday that my arms hurt so bad now, I can't get my shirts or bras on and off by myself.
Wow.
Hashtag First World Problems.
That's sore.
I love that soreness, though.
Sponsored by Third Love. I can help with that. I could be a, you know, women.
Al's thirsty, guys.
Single women need somebody to zip that dress up in the back, right, Kelly?
Well, and that's Jenna's issue for so long. My arms are amazingly flexible, but Jenna.
Okay.
It's not just that mine are inflexible. They're T-Rex.
I mean, look at that.
I have short.
Oh, yeah, Kelly.
I can just zip and button and look at that.
Look at that. Flexibility's on point.
Give myself a massage.
I'd say no less than, what, twice a week, Anna? I come in here and ask you to button something for me.
And it's always an honor.
My wife got mad because apparently you're not supposed to hook the little thing up top on the dress, the little hook you guys have.
Well,
and then because she went out with her friends, and I guess I made it impossible for her to go to the bathroom or take that thing off.
So I'm going to start a new
company. So now I know.
called Dip and Zip. I'm going to dip into your house, zip you up.
Ew,
and then right back out.
Yeah. How about zip quick? Or
yeah.
No. Dip and zip. Dip and zip.
From the text, Chloe wrote us and said, my school is in a different time zone than where I live, so I always have to wake up an hour earlier just to make sure I'm not late. Hashtag
wow.
First world problems.
Oh, she was right on the border, huh?
Yeah, the time zones.
That's interesting.
Oh. Yeah, I experienced that when I was up in Chattanooga, because Chattanooga's on Central and Nashville's on Eastern. Yeah, I experienced the same thing. Yeah,
you're the real deal, Chloe, if you're able to do that.
I guess I'd have to live in school time zone all the time, right? Like, I'd keep every clock, too. I'd be on the wrong time zone.
Or I would just quit. My husband bought this expensive, fancy new electric lawnmower, but our yard's too big for the battery life, and we have to get a gas mower.
Wow.
Hashtag first world problems. Hashtag sorry, Earth.
Wow.
Yeah. Big old yard. Mm. Those are cool, though, the electric ones.
I like this. Like a Roomba for your yard.
Uh-huh. What's up, Dusty?
Hey, guys. Hey. We are super excited because we just bought a new house, and we're kind of in temporary living situation right now.
Yeah.
But we can't move in because we're going on an all expenses paid trip to Cabo.
Oh, poor thing.
Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, you're going to struggle through.
Oh, man. That's the worst because you want to move right into your new house.
Well, you can think about it while you're taking one of those drinks with the umbrella in it in Cabo.
Have fun in Cabo, Dusty, and enjoy your new house.
Eventually,
when you get done with your all expenses paid trip. Yeah. What's up, Christy?
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
How are y'all?
We're doing great. I hear you got a pretty cool first world problem.
Well, yes, I guess I do. So we have a in-house generator, and it's great when the weather is bad, the in-house generator kicks in. But the problem is it's so quiet that I can't tell when the generator is on and when the regular power is on. So that's the first part of my first world problem. Second part of my first world problem is my husband gets mad at me. He wants to conserve part of the power in the house when the generator is on because he doesn't want to be using too much power with the generator, and he wants me to turn off some of the power in the house. Well, we have 3 AC units, and I don't know which AC unit runs which part of the house that I'm in, so I never know which AC unit to turn off.
Man, Christy coming strong with the first world problem, man.
Yes.
You got problem upon problem.
I just want your generator. I just want the quiet generator, man. That's awesome. Thank you, Christy. You have a wonderful day.
Generators like that are about 10 grand or more.
That's why they're quiet. And 3 air conditioners.
Yeah.
You don't know which one's which. Yeah, I get you.
You know, diagram.
Kayla from Biloxi wrote us, and she said, good morning, I'm 22, and I have a touchscreen laptop at home, but when I go to work, I have to use a mouse, so I constantly touch my screen at work to try to scroll down. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah, I forget sometimes. Am I supposed to double tap or swipe when you're using different devices?
Yeah.
Confused.
That same thing.
What's going on in the Instagram world, Anna?
Oh, so much. We've gotten a lot of good ones. Allison, I like hers because she started going, ugh. I accidentally left my AirPods in my jean pockets and put it through the washing machine. So now I have to wear earbuds like it's 2015 or something.
Oh. That's first world problems.
First world problems.
That happens a lot to people. They forget
so
about their AirPods.
Hard to keep track of.
Oh, that sucks, though.
I told you I quit mine.
Yeah. After you were obsessed.
I was obsessed, and then the sound just going away.
Oh.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah, the ear juice was gone. I think I got to clean them or something, but ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. They need to be waterproof.
Yeah.
Because you sweat with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. What's up, Mark?
What?
What?
Yeah. On.
That's what I said when I saw your first world problem, man. What?
So my first world problem is my brother and I kind of unexpectedly and bittersweetly got a pretty large inheritance from a relative. And we have no idea what to do with it.
It's
a personal problem / advice, because I know you all have your own businesses. And so I'm like, well, what? Maybe I can get some advice from somebody on the show. So
would you like to invest in Big Al's Dip and Zip?
Don't do that.
Yeah, sure.
Right. I mean, I would say it depends on how much money you got, but I would say invest it or put it all into Justin's music video this weekend.
There you go.
Or you just hold on to it till you figure out what you want to do with it.
Yeah,
I know, but it's already burning the hole in our pocket, so, you know.
Is it like a lot?
I mean, it's a lot for me. It's not like $1 million or anything, but, you know, it's a lot.
Does it have six figures?
It does not have a six figure.
Okay, but it's still a lot.
Okay. Just save that, because that's going to go fast.
No.
Yeah, you're a young dude, so use it.
You need to come sing some karaoke this weekend with me, dog. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. No, don't go to Al's Bar.
We'll take your money. Bring the checkbook.
But, Mark, sorry for your loss, man, and good luck with the money, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
My man.
Later, Mark. Have you ever gotten an inheritance? I was supposed to.
No.
Stole some money one time. But
no, they just won't die. I'm kidding. Everybody wants to be that secret aunt, you know.
Right.
That died and suddenly, what?
What?
I had an aunt? What?
Why do you think I got a 23andMe ancestry kit?
Aunt Betty?
Aunt Betty died
and left me $500,000?
Yeah. Surely I got a rich uncle somewhere in the world. Nope. What's up, Ashley?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's your first world problem?
So my first world problem is that I have two beautiful pairs of Louis Vuitton red bottom shoes, but I'm afraid to wear them at work because I don't want my boss to think he pays me too much money.
That's a good call.
First world problem.
Good move, right. Ashley.
You never want people to know how rich you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Well, I can't wear them at work, so I guess I can only wear them on special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I know a dude that owns a company, and he bought himself a Bentley.
Yeah.
And I said, man, you must drive that thing everywhere. He goes, no, I can't take it to the office because I don't want my employees to think that they deserve more money. So
if you're like driving around to see customers, you don't want customers to see you driving around something super, super, super nice.
So that's his like weekend car. During the week, I think he just drives like a Honda or something to work, just to the office. So the employees don't think, oh, we're doing extremely well.
Why do you think I never drive my helicopter to work?
I know. I figured that out.
Seeing me.
It started making sense.
Yeah.
Hello, Erica.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. So what's your first world problem?
My first world's problem is when I got my car windows tinted and I realized that I would have to wait a week to go to a drive-thru.
Yeah, we've all done it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
A whole week, dude.
You have to open the door up and do it that way.
Do we know why it's a whole week, though? Or more? I figured it would be like 2 hours it should dry.
You should ask Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah, we need to
fix
that. That's probably something to do with physics or something.
Yeah, we need to get that company that can get your windows tinted, and then you can go back to the drive-thru within 2 hours. We'd be rich.
Call your buddy back that wants to invest.
We got
to
call Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we got to get.
I didn't know it was a week. I thought it was a couple of days.
It depends on where you go. I've gotten
probably
it.
Depends on where you live, too. Yeah.
And the weather.
The weather, yeah.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
It is Thursday. Yeah. Almost Friday.
Almost Friday. There it is.
But tell us your problem.
Yeah, what's your first world problem?
My first world problem is that our TV that my husband put in our bedroom is so big, I have to raise the top of the bed just so I can see the screen.
Oh, man.
You have to adjust your adjustable base.
Yeah, you do. How big is that TV in the bedroom, if you don't mind me asking?
I think he put a 60-inch in there. It's just way too big.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
He loves it, so.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know how many inches our TVs are. I don't know.
I know my bedroom is.
I know.
Because I used to have a bigger living room and a bigger bedroom. But when I moved to the one bedroom apartment where I live now, I got the same TV. So it's still a 70-inch TV in my bedroom.
Oof. That was one of the arguments I got into with my wife when we moved was the TV. Because I wanted a big TV in our bedroom. And I put the one that I won at the Christmas party. And it was a pretty decent size. And she said, no, it's too big for the bedroom. I said, no. I had a 13-inch TV when I was a kid.
It can be too big for the space. It can be, you know?
Oh, I don't care. I want it to take up the whole wall.
Right?
Yeah, I just want a big old TV.
They're coming out with an 8K TV.
I'm cool with the Ks.
$42,000.
It's an LG.
But the problem is, do they even have the content yet?
No,
probably not. You know, it was like the, when the 4K came out, and they're like, well, there's this one channel. I'm like, what?
And then you wait a year, and those TVs are worth like, yeah, $1,200.
Yeah.
Right. You know? What's up, Lindsay?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just got to work.
Yeah. Outside.
Back to the grind.
A little tough getting the car to go to work, huh?
Yeah, it sure is.
What happened?
So yesterday, my boyfriend took my keys to work with him. So I had to move 3 cars out of the driveway to get the truck that I needed, and then put the 3 cars back into the driveway before I got to come to work.
So y'all have 5 cars?
Or seven. I did it with my in-laws, but it was just extremely irritating. And I complained to somebody at work, and they were like,
"Yeah,
you have that many cars." Yeah, and I was like,
"You need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show."
Wait.
Or seven.
Well, there's 7 days in a week, so I say that. Yeah.
One for each day.
Yeah.
In Mexico, we had stickers. And you couldn't drive your car on certain days. And I think it was like 2 days you couldn't drive it.
Yeah, because of the
it's a
pollution.
If you ever go to Mexico City, you'll see these stickers on the cars and they have colors on them. And each color is for a different day of the week. And so you cannot drive it.
Huh. And for rich people, it doesn't matter because they have multiple cars.
They have multiple cars.
They swap around. Yeah.
But for regular people like me and my mom who had one car, you had to find a carpool or something or take the bus on the day that your car didn't work.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I'll tell you what, I thought I knew traffic. You think you know traffic. You go to Mexico City. Oh my gosh.
It's bad out there. It's so bad.
You'll just sit for a few hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? There's lanes.
Yeah.
But it's use at your own will.
Yeah.
There's people in the middle. It's just a cluster of cars.
It's a swimming pool.
You want to get over? Good luck. Bumper cars is cool down there. You see people bumping into each other, and they don't even stop. They're like,
let's keep going. Just give them the nod. Yeah. All right, I see you.
Not looking that bad pretty much. All right, cool. What's up, Devin?
Hi. My personal
problem is your phone today, Devin.
I don't understand anything you're saying.
I'm sorry, Devin. Your phone is cut out, brother.
Yeah.
But I think...
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
He says his 2 Xboxes slow his internet now.
Oh, he's got 2 Xboxes and it slows down the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I can't play video games when my kids are on the iPad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess the Wi-Fi slows down the real internet or something.
Can't handle it.
Because I noticed it.
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what's your first world problem?
Okay, my first world problem is that I cannot see the heads-up display in my new BMW whenever I'm wearing my polarized Louis Vuitton sunglasses. It's tough.
It's
sunny in Louisiana.
That is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Man, all right. They're that good.
Does your BMW start with a 5, 6, or 7? Or 8?
It's a new 2019 X7 SUV with the third row.
Oh, you got the third row.
Nice.
Yeah, that's that family life, big L. Got to get the kids in the back as far away from you as possible. Israel?
Yes?
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Doing awesome. What's your first world problem?
I have to take care of 22 chickens every day.
Oh, wait a minute. Turn the music off. This is the best one I heard.
22 chickens?
Yes.
What? That sounds like a dream.
Is that your job or what?
It's responsibility.
It's responsibility.
They live at your house?
Yes, they do.
And your family raises them just for the eggs?
Yes.
Do you eat them?
And for money.
And for money?
And sell the eggs.
You sell the eggs. Do you ever eat the chickens?
We've eaten two.
Okay.
What were their names?
We don't name them.
Can't get personal with them, right? Do you have other animals?
Not yet.
Just the chickens. 22 cool. chickens. Used to be 24.
But Ned and Ted are gone.
Yeah. Lisa, thank you for your call. Appreciate you. You have a wonderful day with the chickens today.
22 chickens.
Man, that's a lot of chickens, man. You had one, didn't you, Al?
I had two.
Two chickens.
We had a chicken and a rooster.
Okay.
And then Champ ate the rooster. Oh, man. Rest in peace.
Oh, I would have a hard time eating them. Yes. I get too close. Right?
Showbiz Top 5 coming up next with Kelly Raspberry. Also, your chance to play Beat the Bank.
ATM.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Keeping it real, Cal.
Yeah.
Your favorite dog movie was Old Yeller?
What you call Keeping It Real?
I go Marley and Me.
That's that dog died, too.
They all died. Spoiler alert, they all died.
Thank you, maybe they don't die.
Mine's Cujo.
Lassie doesn't die.
Jenna Cujo.
It's a sweet dog movie.
Yeah, he likes to bite.
Cujo, mean.
He's a mean dog. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Thank you for holding on.
Mm-hmm.
That was really kind of you. We had to go to break after that rap from Big Al.
Yeah,
back,
that anxiety build.
Took me a while to write that rap.
So, I'm a little stressed out right now.
Yeah.
We wanted you to, you know, marinate a little bit. Now you're ready to go.
Yeah, you're nice and marinated.
So have you been keeping?
Now I'm even more tense than anything.
Oh man, no, you just loosen up. You'll be fine, Amy. Have you been keeping track of all the pins?
I'm not going
to
lie, I haven't.
Okay, it's all good. Hey, not everyone can listen at all times. Hopefully you get the right one that has the $5,000, so we're about to find out. Hit us with it.
8426.
Access denied.
I believe that was the same thing that our friend Ed, the chemist,
predicted. I was going to say,
that was Ed's.
That sounded so familiar.
Okay, so we still have 11 that have not been guessed. Amy, you have a wonderful day.
Sorry, Amy.
Our boy Ed the Chemist just guessed that one this morning.
Popular combination.
Yeah. It's going to happen, you know. There's going to be repeats now that we have a bunch, over half have been guessed.
Yep.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing great. What are you up to right now? Are you at work?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I am an escrow officer at a title company.
Oh, escrow, yeah.
Go.
I try to act like I know, like, what escrow completely means. But part of me still...
So it means they're holding on to it.
Okay, yeah. I know that I have my little escrow thing, and I just look at it, I'm like, okay, I got money in there. That's good.
No,
good paying my property taxes at the end, I think.
Yeah.
All that good stuff and the insurance. So, yeah.
Yes.
I got one of those.
I got a cousin named escrow.
I know you do, Al. All right, Taylor. Well, hit us with that password.
Mine is 6842.
Access denied.
Oh,
wow.
I'm pretty sure that was a guess as well.
That was another repeat.
That was another repeat.
Both so double repeats today.
It's Tuesday.
So that's what we got to keep track, Kid Nation. Get like crew together.
Yep.
Make sure you guys all jot them down.
Jot them down. Put them in an escrow account.
Compare. Yeah, put them in the escrow account. Look them over. Make sure it's all in there. And we'll be back at it again tomorrow morning, 7:20 and 8:20 Central is when we have you call in.
All right.
We'll have 4 guesses again tomorrow. 11 remain that have not been chosen yet. One of those has $5,000.
This is the Kid Kratic Morning Show.